This western end of the nave was for the lay worshippers of the parish and the pilgrims, while the canons used the wooden choir area. To apply the liturgical standards decreed by the Council of Trent, the parishioners needed a more befitting focus than the altar standing to the right under the rood loft. The present liturgical space was accordingly created with the altar and its altarpiece, and behind the worshippers the pulpit reached from the staircase to the organ loft. On either side of the crucifix, the paintings show Saint Bertrand and Archdeacon Bertrand de Gémy de Luscon, with the Virgin Mary, Saint John and Saint Francis of Assisi. The Archdeacon has reorganized the parish chapel following Protestant looting in the 16th century. Below the paintings are two gilt wood bas-reliefs framing the tabernacle. The one on the right shows Old Testament sacrifices, and the one on the left the Eucharist, drawing a parallel between the Jewish tradition and the Catholic Mass celebrated here. The altar frontal is made of Cordoba leather. Its coloured honeycomb pattern consists of arabesques made up of plants, flowers and birds. You may be wondering about the stuffed crocodile hanging on the left-hand pillar. It's been here since the 15th century and, according to legend, originally lived in the river Garonne and devoured young unmarried women. St. Bertrand is said to have killed it with a blow from his bishop's staff. More likely, it's an ex-voto brought back from Jerusalem by a pilgrim to thank St. Bertrand for protecting him during his perilous journey. Traders used to sell these stuffed animals, which had generally been caught in the Nile Delta. It's one of nine crocodiles listed as ancient monuments in France.